Well, as you've been hearing, Donald Trump is on course to return to the White House. And joining us now is Amy Dacey, former CEO of the Democratic National Convention and political director for John Kerry, and Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at University of Galway. Amy, first to yourself, just going back to Donald Trump's success here, how did he do it?
Well, you know, I think the bottom line, it was definitely, you know, a surprise for many as we kind of moved from East Coast to West Coast here in the United States. I think he was able to cut into margins that, you know, the Harris coalition, the coalition that Harris tried to build, you know, especially helped him in some of these battleground states. I think, you know, we saw him increase the vote with Latino men. We saw young men also kind of gravitate toward him. I think the other thing is that, you know, they pushed for their voters to support, you know, go vote early this election cycle. So, you know, some of the places that he saw support helped him in some of these numbers in these states early, especially in like a Georgia and a North Carolina. Whereas for Harris, building support in kind of building her coalition that was similar to Biden and Clinton, but in some ways different with, you know, women and the gender gap, the numbers didn't quite reach where they needed to in some places. And so I think it did, you know, have an effect on some of these states.
Well, polls were so tight before this election. Where did they get it wrong?
Well, polls are certainly a snapshot in time, and these are close elections. I think you see the margins in some of them very close. I mean, for many months, Trump was leading in all these states. So there's no way they're going to get it exactly right. But, you know, I do think that some of the margins are still slim. It's a very polarized country. You can see that in some of the election results in these state by state. And so, you know, everybody knew it would be a very tight race, that there would be, you know, a lot of questions as we went toward the West Coast. We still don't know, you know, in some of these states in Arizona and Nevada, you know, to see what the results are going to be. But obviously with winning Pennsylvania, he really helped solidify the numbers he needed for the electoral vote.